The Cock and the Fox. A cock who was sure he was safely perched in the top of a tall tree crowed so loudly that a fox heard him way off and started toward him in hopes of making a meal of him. When the fox reached the tree, he saw that the cock was too high for him, so he thought he would try a little politeness to bring him down. "Why, Cousin Cock, how nice to see you. I wish you would come down so that I might better say, how do you do?"
"Indeed, Cousin Fox," said the cock, who was no fool. "I should love to come down and chat with you a while, but though I know that you wouldn't think of hurting me, there are some other animals who might grab me and eat me."
"Oh, my dear, no," said the fox. "I guess you haven't heard the news. All the animals have agreed to make peace. They are not gonna harm each other anymore."
They all agreed. While he was saying this, the cock craned his neck as though he saw something very interesting off in the distance. Well, at any rate, he craned his neck in order to make the fox think that there was something to be seen in the distance. The fox was curious. "Cousin, what do you see off there that seems so exciting?"
"Why, it's just a pack of hounds coming this way very fast."
"Excuse me," said the fox, "but I must be going."
And he started away.
"Oh, don't hurry off," said the cock, smiling slyly. "I was just coming down. Surely you aren't going to leave because of those dogs, are you, now that we have the new peace plan?"
"Well," said the fox as he started to run, "maybe they haven't heard about it yet."
The point. Sometimes even the cleverest of liars are caught in their own traps.